April is right around the corner. Yeah, I know. The weather yesterday didn't suggest that. Well, while the forecast doesn't show a triumphant return to spring-like weather, there's no shortage of things to do and lots of fun things to see to help get you in the mood. Here's what we're going to talk about today. Stuff we can do in Wisconsin. And in some cases, it's still going to be stuff with snow on it. Gary Knowles joins me to tell me where to go this hour. Gary is Upper Great Lakes columnist to Journal and Topics newspapers based in Des Plaines, Illinois, and contributing travel editor for the online publication American Boomer. He's our monthly contributor to our Tell Joy Where to Go programs. Gary, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, John?
I'm doing just great. I'm thankful for all-wheel drive and 17-inch wheels this morning.
You still have ice caves up there.
The ice caves are still there. I have not visited them. I realize it's a horrible thing for just about anyone in Wisconsin to admit, but there it is.
Well, you are in a small group then, because I think that most people that I know have made the pilgrimage all the way up to Bayfield and then taken the drive over to Cornucopia, and they've done the ice caves. But I think they're actually the access is all shut off now anyway, right?
Yeah, they're all done, so I'm off the hook on that. But there are lots and lots and lots of other things to do. Hey, the Brewers are opening next Monday?
On the 31st, that's right. And the Atlanta Braves are coming to town. And, of course, you know, there's sort of a love-hate relationship with the Braves in this state. Maybe more hate than love. But it's the team that left here. So, it's never good to leave. And of course, the Braves left and the Brewers came. So we're Brewer fans now. And I guess what Hank the dog, that new mascot they've got, Hank will probably make an appearance. And heck, I think the Brewers could probably sell out the season if they said Hank will just be at every game. I see they're having a Hank bobblehead day, yeah. They've announced, and I guess that's going to be September 13th, and it's going to, I'll bet it sells out today, probably.
Well, people are saying baseball's gone to the dogs, so.
That proves it.
I still have fond memories of listening to the late, great Earl Gillespie call Braves baseball when I was a little one.
Well, I did too. And when I was young, my friends and I would get to maybe two or three Braves games a year, and Hank Aaron was our favorite player. And so I remember going to the games and yelling, "Come on, Hank, hit a home run." And one time we went down and we did that, and he hit two in a row. And so we figured that it was because of us yelling that he was hitting him. And so I think we still know that that was the case.
Well, there you go. That seems just as logical as anything else. Okay, there's a lot to do and see in the state of Wisconsin that doesn't involve baseball. Wisconsin is like a lot of the upper Midwest, blessed with a lot of really cool small towns. And we've heard a lot about those in Wisconsin. I understand that there's a new ranking, a new list out from the Smithsonian of great small towns. Wisconsin's got one in it.
Yeah, the Smithsonian has sort of, the last 3 years now, has taken it on itself to examine the United States, and they know that small towns are special and that they've got a lot of things going for them. So they hired a research firm called ESRI, which probably stands for something, and I don't know what it is, John, so I can't tell you. But it's a research firm that evaluates small towns, and they've kind of done the cutoff at 15,000 population. So this year they did the cutoff, and they evaluate the towns for, I guess, what I would call kind of historical, cultural, travel, hospitality kind of things. They look at food, theater, visual arts, musical amenities, historical things, and then they kind of rank the towns, and they did the top 20. And the good news for Wisconsin is in the top 20 is number 11. Spring Green, Wisconsin popped up there, and we're real proud of that. And, you know, for our, I know there's people that are listening in Minnesota and people that are listening nearby, Lanesboro, Minnesota came in at number 10. So congratulations to those folks. That's really a beautiful area over there. And Decorah, Iowa came in at number 19. So some really neat little small towns. And as you said at the beginning here, Wisconsin is kind of loaded with great little small towns. And I think we've all known that. And now, to the extent that the Smithsonian is an authority, that's official, I guess.
Well, and this is at least the second time that Wisconsin has landed one in the top 20. And in 2012, it was Menominee.
That's right. Menominee was there at number 15. I'm not sure if the numbers make that much of a difference once you're in the top 20. But, yeah, they were number 15 in 2012. And last year we had Baraboo come in actually at number 4. So the Circus World Museum and all the kind of the neat stuff up in the Baraboo Hills, I guess, kind of landed them up in the top 20. So, yeah, it is a neat list and well worth checking out. If you go to SmithsonianMag.com, you can track it down if you want to get the whole list.
Well, a lot of us have heard about Spring Green. Just give us the Cliff's Notes version of all the things to do and see there.
Well, in my estimation, Spring Green has at least three things, any one of which would put a town right square in the middle of the got-to-get-there map. It's got the House on the Rock, and the House on the Rock, built by Alex Jordan, is probably the world's greatest Grand Canyon of roadside attractions. It's really an interesting, unusual place. And I got to warn you, if you're going to go there, it probably will take you 2 days to do the whole thing right. It's a collection of collections and some really unusual things. So if you haven't ever done the House on the Rock, put it on your list. And then another of the things that certainly any place would love to have is Frank Lloyd Wright's Taliesin. And I mean, that is a world-class architectural destination and well worth visiting. You can visit his home and studio there. They have a great gift shop. Even if you don't do the tour, make sure you stop in the gift shop if you get to Spring Green, and well worth doing. And then the other thing that's in Spring Green that really is world class and most people have heard about it is American Players Theater, and great performances there. Shakespearean is kind of where they got their start, and they've now veered into doing some other classical work. But American Players Theater, really almost without equal in the Midwest. It's just a great theater. So yeah, all those three things. And then there are some fine dining that goes on over there, and it's just a beautiful area. So Spring Green certainly deserves all the accolades that it gets.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, Gary, let's talk about what's going on in Wisconsin this weekend, because there's a big list of celebrations and activities, things to do and see. We'll do that in just a moment. This hour is where you get to tell John where to go. Usually it's tell Joy where to go, but she's on vacation this week. She'll be back on Monday, by the way. But you get to tell me where to go. Gary is telling us about all the great things to do and see in Wisconsin coming up the next few weeks as we march into April. I'm John Munson in for Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
I got the spring fever blues, I mean. I've got the spring fever blues.
The spring fever blues. I think we've all got it, especially up in the northern part of the state where we just got another dumping of snow yesterday. Gary Knowles is with me to help us figure out what to do in the next few weeks, that doesn't involve shoveling snow in some parts of the state. And this is the our weekly Tell Joy Where to Go segment. It's Tell John Where to Go today. And Gary is a regular contributor to our Tell Joy Where to Go programs. He's Upper Great Lakes columnist and to Journal and Topics newspapers and a contributing travel editor for the online publication American Boomer. Okay, Gary, there's a few days left in March, and we pretty much close out the month on a weekend. Give us the highlights of what's to do and see in Wisconsin this weekend.
Well, if I was headed out tonight and there was no dumping of snow like you guys got up there, I think I might head over to Door County and go up to the Jackson Historical Society up there. Has got a great presentation. You may have seen the book called The Lights of the Lake. It's a new one that the State Historical Press has come out with, the Wisconsin Historical Press, and it's called The Lighthouses of the Great Lakes, but it really is a labor of love. Philip Block, who is quite a great photographer and a good writer, did this book and has portraits of 50 different Great Lakes lighthouses. And he will be up there this evening talking about his book and about the lighthouses and, of course, relating some of the stories about the lighthouse keepers. And so that should be a good thing to do. And that's this evening at the Jackson Historical Society in Jackson. Another thing that I would recommend, if you can still get in, and I was going to check to see, I think they may still have an opening or two. Car Valley Cheese Company does an incredible cooking class, and on the 29th, they're going to be doing the Taste of New Orleans, and that should just be fantastic. And it's going to be with Chef David Heidi of Liliana's restaurant right here in the Madison area in Fitchburg. And they do some really good kind of New Orleans-style cooking. And so that should be really a good session to go to. Those classes are $55. I was at one of them one time, and I came away making some sort of French treats that I had never learned how to do before. And so if you're into cooking, that would be really good. And, of course, Car Valley cheeses are just incredible. So you can sample those as you're learning up there.
Well, for those who want to hang on to the snow, though, you could check out Avalanche Days in Wausau. What's that all about?
Avalanche Days is going on. Avalanche Days goes on actually through April 6th, and that's for people that have not had enough snow yet. And if you'd rather kiss the snow goodbye, don't go to Avalanche Days. But it's up at Granite Peak, which is, of course, a great ski area in Wausau. And they're going to be open through April 6th, they say, probably making snow, provided the temperatures stay where they need to. And I think they probably will. But they have discounted lift tickets. They have free lessons for beginners who want to learn how to ski. And it really, for the diehard skier, it's kind of the way to say goodbye to the winter. But for the person who wants to get into it and start learning, it's a good opportunity to go maybe get a taste of what it is to do downhill skiing and cross-country skiing and be ready for next year or actually be ready for later this year when we get more snow.
Well, I usually this time of the year is the time when the maple trees, the sap is running and we're making maple syrup. I see Amory has got a maple fest.
They do have the Maple Fest scheduled up there, and I was talking to some people yesterday. The Amory Fest goes through Sunday, and it's called Maple Fest, as you said. And you know, the sap running, of course, depends on getting some warm weather, some warm days, and then cool nights so that you get the good maple sap running through there. And I think we're probably right at the beginning of the season now, so I guess they probably picked the right weekend to start that. And they're going to be demonstrating, you know, how to make maple syrup, and they'll do some cooking demonstrations up there. I understand they're going to have some free pancakes, and so that should be kind of fun. But they have what they call a sap to syrup tour, and so they'll show you how they go from tapping a tree to cooking the sap and making syrup out of it, and then actually the best part of it, eating maple syrup on pancakes is really good.
The Wisconsin Film Festival is coming up starting April 3rd as well, so that's always worth a look.
It is, and that has really become quite a, I would say, a major festival, certainly in the Midwest it is, and that goes on from the 3rd through the 10th of April, and presented by the University of Wisconsin Arts Institute. They always manage to bring in some really special films, some good independent work that's done, some documentaries, but well worth checking that one out as well. It goes on kind of all over the Madison area, but really centered on the University of Wisconsin campus in Madison. So for film buffs, it's really a good festival to check out.
800-642-1234. We're talking about things to do and see in the state of Wisconsin today. You can share your ideas at 800-642-1234, your chance to tell me where to go. You can send an email to talk@wpr.org, or you can go to the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page and leave your suggestion there. So, we said the Brewers were opening on Monday. There's baseball coming to Middleton. on April 5th, and I'm going to be there for that.
Are you going to be part of the play for that one, John?
Yeah, I play an announcer.
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
It's typecasting.
You know, that in itself would be worth the price of the ticket, I think.
You can come and hear me do my Bob Uecker impression.
Do you have a school of passed balls? And
I have all sorts of schools, and some things are passed, yes, and they'll stay in the past. But, it's a fun show.
Well, and the play is called Play Ball, and this is the new Warren Nelson musical, I guess I would call it. And I haven't seen the show yet myself, but I understand it's really gotten some very good reviews. And I assume you probably played the announcer in the opening session, too. Is that right?
Yeah. Anything that says announcer on it, I'm doing that. So it's, it's a lot of fun, and there's some good music and some really funny bits, even if I do say so myself.
Well, you know, for people who are saying, well, Warren Nelson, I've heard that name. Warren Nelson, of course, is the gentleman who founded Big Top Chautauqua. He, along with some other musicians up there, and you know this history probably better than I do, John, but Big Top Chautauqua, of course, up in Bayfield, has become a real institution and a great place to hear good music. Well, Warren, who helped develop the Apostle Island stories and Wisconsin Bicentennial, or sesquicentennial musical and things like that. Warren has written this program that celebrates baseball kind of from the beginning right up through the glorious age of the, I guess, the 50s and 60s. And it goes everything through, includes the Negro Leagues and includes the Women's League that was formed. The Chicago American Giants, I guess, were one of those teams. And the neat thing about the performance in Middleton on the 5th is that I understand three people who were professional baseball players are going to actually be in the stands there. And that would include Tony Palermo, who played for the Chicago Colleens, and she was 14 years old when she signed on for that. Mary Froning, O'Meara, she started her career with the South Bend Blue Sox when she was 16 years old. And Dennis Biddle, who played for the Chicago American Giants in the Negro Leagues at the age of 17, I understand are all going to be in attendance. So, I mean, this is really a spectacular show. I understand there's like 19 songs, including 16 new Warren Nelson originals. And this is going to be quite a good show. And that's on the 5th in Middleton at the Performing Arts Center over at the high school.
Yeah, it starts at 7:30, so it should be a fun night. And the Satchel Paige section and then the section on women's baseball are my two favorite parts of that show. They're worth the price of the ticket, even if you didn't get to see the rest of it.
Well, I think I would go see anything that Warren does because he's sort of a friend, but he's really just an incredibly talented person, as you know, and. Well worth going to catch that one. So I'll put that on my list.
Well, let's take a phone call. We've got Tom in Jackson with us. Tom, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, gentlemen. John, I always enjoy when you handle the show. I'd like to mention in Manitowoc this Saturday at 3 o'clock and 7 o'clock, the Clipper City Chordsmen, which is their local quartet association male, will be playing, or performing, I should say. And also they have a special guest of one of the top five quartets in the nation. And if you like to hear really good quartets singing, I would go to that. It's in the Civic Center in downtown Manitowoc at 3 o'clock and 7 o'clock tomorrow.
Hey, a little harmony goes a long ways. Tom, thanks for that suggestion.
Yeah, Manitowoc is such a neat place to visit anyway, and so that would make it even more special. I'd say, yeah, check that one out for sure.
So lots of things coming up. I noticed that there's also a maple syrup festival in Poinette coming up on April 5th. Maple is a kind of a theme here in the spring in Wisconsin. But then I noticed that there is a Ukrainian egg decorating workshop in Phillips on April 5th.
I believe that's right, that they're going to be showing you how to do Ukrainian decorated eggs, as you said, and That will be over at the Wisconsin Concrete Park up in Phillips, which, you know, that place is worth a visit anytime you happen to be driving through that area anyway. You know, really quite a neat bit of folk art there. And it'd be kind of nice to learn how to make those Ukrainian eggs. I've seen them in pictures, but I've never seen how they do them, but it's got to be pretty neat. And that will be going on the 5th. And then you mentioned the Poinette Maple Syrup Festival. There's also one on the 6th in Saukville taking place. It's the maple syrup season, of course, as we said, and well worth checking that one out. And then another thing, you know, speaking of Ukrainians and Russians, we have the UW Russian Folk Orchestra will be performing, and that'll be in Mills Hall on the 6th in Madison. Russian folk music on authentic Russian folk instruments, balalaikas and domras. And so that should be pretty interesting.
Wow, that sounds so cool. We're talking with Gary Knowles and with Hugh about where to go and what to do in our great state of Wisconsin. You can tell me where to go by calling us at 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. You can also send an email to talk@WPR.org or leave your suggestion or question on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. The news is next, and then Gary and I will be back. I'm John Munson in for Joy Cardine on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
I've been to Edgerton, Darlington, Middleton, Hubbleton, Hub City, Cuba City, Genoa City, Ashland.
Usually you get to tell Joy where to go during this segment. Today you get to tell John where to go. We're doing that with Gary Knowles, our state travel expert. But first, it's time for this week's Wisconsin Life segment. They say that one man's trash is another man's treasure. Responding to an ad for an old tub, writer Nicholas Butler found both a tub and a sense of connection.
This February, on a beautifully clear and cold day, my wife Regina and my father-in-law Jim and I drove far away from Eau Claire, south by southwest towards the Driftless area, where a clawfoot tub had been advertised for $75 in good condition. We rode in Jim's Chevy truck, three across his bench seat. Farther and farther we drove into the countryside on roads that follow the spines of ridges, houses becoming fewer and farther in between, until at last Jim pulled accidentally past the address in question. It wasn't really his fault. I don't remember a mailbox or even seeing a fire number. He backed the truck up, and we drove on to the gravel driveway. A woman was waiting for us in front of her house. Jim blurted out, "It looks like a shack." "She can probably read your lips, Dad," Regina said. Her house was basically a shack, but she seemed kind enough, and there in what could loosely be considered her front yard stood a clawfoot tub in pretty good condition. We examined it closely. At one point, my wife and I drew back from the woman, ostensibly to plan our negotiation. Should I try to talk her down? My wife looked at me askance. With my back turned toward the woman, I counted out $75. Jim was examining the tub with real curiosity. "It's funny," he said, "but Lynn and I had a tub just like this when we lived down the road." "What'd you do with it?" Regina asked. "Well, eventually we took it out of the house and threw it in a granary." We turned to the woman. "Where'd you get this?" "In a granary, by a farm over the ridge." Jim stared at the tub with a strange mixture of disbelief and amusement on his face. He chuckled. "We even painted it yellow on one side. Couldn't paint the other side because it was up against a wall." We looked at the tub. Yellow paint flaked off one side of its long, fat belly. "It has to be the same tub," Regina and I said. Jim shook his head. "No chance. Couldn't be." And with that, we loaded the tub into the bed of his truck and set off, back across the countryside, this time towards Strum, where we hope to visit Jim's mother for coffee and cookies. Now, if I wrote a short story about a man and wife buying a clawfoot tub, and if the narrative eventually seemed to wind back around itself, back some 30 years, this clawfoot tub like some kind of awkward time-traveling vessel, moving through space and time to find the kin of its former owner, no one would believe it. Readers would call it sentimental, impossible, saccharine, and I suppose that it's possible, that this is not the selfsame tub that my in-laws once bathed in, that my wife presumably splashed in as a baby. But I choose to believe that it is, because that's the better story, the story about time and family and love and permanence. And permanence is why we moved here and why we bought the tub.
Nicholas Butler is the author of the novel Shotgun Love Songs. Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. Wisconsin Life is a collaboration between Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. For more information, visit our website, wisconsinlife.org, and find us on Facebook. John Munson in for Joy Cardine this week. Joy is back on Monday. Today you get to tell me where to go. Gary Knowles, who is our regular monthly contributor to the Tell Joy Where to Go program and probably knows as much about where to go in Wisconsin as any man alive, is with me in the studio. And Gary, I saw something here that I had highlighted as we definitely have to talk about this because it's happening in New Glarus, April 5th and 6th. It's Sheep Shearing Days. Now, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Well, I think the sheep are nervous down there.
Boy, you know, it's like, hey, you're taking my winter coat now? Thank you.
It's a little cool yet. I think if I were a sheep, I'd be a little worried. But yeah, coming up the 5th and 6th, hopefully we get the warm weather setting in by then. But they're going to have demonstrations of sheep shearing. And this is the kind of thing where I guess if you grew up in rural Wisconsin or rural America, you probably have seen a sheep sheared. But I'll tell you what, there's a lot of people that have never seen it. And it's really quite an interesting process. And for the most part, it doesn't hurt the sheep. They do get a little nervous, but it's really well worth checking it out. And New Glarus is such a neat place to visit anytime anyway that this would be a lot of fun. They're going to be doing the shearing, they say, at noon, 1 o'clock, and 2 o'clock every day. And, you know, I suppose they got the sheep already chosen who are going to be losing their coats that day. But that should be a lot of fun down there. The Rainbow Fleece Farm is the place where it'll happen in New Glarus. And if you're down there, you know, there's some other neat stuff that's well worth taking a look at, including the New Glarus Brewery down there, which is a spectacular Wisconsin craft brewery, and just a fun place to visit.
Have a little spotted cow while you're watching the sheep get sheared.
Well, that's probably true. You could have some spotted cow, or I think fat squirrel is another one of their favorites down there. So
yeah.
The squirrels, the cows, the sheep, you know, it's New Glarus.
Looks like you can find out something about the sheep shearing days at greencounty.org.
That's right. Yeah, Green County's got a lot of neat stuff going on. You know, and coming up in September, I know this is kind of out of the month here, but we'll step out for a moment to say that they have the 100th anniversary of Cheese Days taking place in September, and it's toward the end of the month, and it's always a big deal. But the thing that I think is really kind of neat is they have a big parade down there on the Sunday when they do this, and the parade is led by a herd of Swiss cows, of brown Swiss, but they also are going to have a marching band with 100 accordions. And as I understand it, they're looking for accordion players who would like to be in their 100 accordion band down there. Do you play the accordion, John?
No, but the accordion figures into my definition of perfect pitch, so we'll probably leave it there.
Okay, we will. But yeah, anyway, so sheep shearing the 5th and 6th is coming up in April, right down there in New Glarus, and well worth checking it out. You know, the Wisconsin Life segment that you had, too, talking kind of about going out and hunting some treasure out there, made me take a look at this event here called Rummage-O-Rama, which has been going on for a long time. It's a popular kind of a indoor flea market that they're going to be having in West Dallas, also on the 5th and 6th of April. And I always enjoy kind of going and poking around those things and, you know, finding all the unusual stuff and kind of, you know, the things that maybe are kind of back again out of your past, you know. And so the 5th and 6th Rummage-O-Rama at the Wisconsin Products Pavilion at State Fair Park really will be kind of fun, too. They always have dozens of dealers and lots of neat stuff to look at there.
Well, and they've got their big Polka Days event coming up in June, too, don't they?
I believe that's right. I think it's in June. And, yeah, and for the polka fans, that's coming up. And I think I saw on my list here, I know there's another Polka Day coming up, and that'll be a little later this month. I'll probably run into it here as I look through here. But
well, while you're doing that, I just wanted to mention one other thing. The Madison Mad Roland Dolls Roller Derby is April 5th, and Central Chime producer Amanda Magnus is involved in that. She's one of the Roland Dolls of Madison. Boy, you know, there's a slice of history there, that roller derby.
That roller derby is great. Yeah, that's coming up. Oh. And
and Christy Taylor, one of Joy's producers, is also involved in this. I almost forgot that.
Well, they're kind of everywhere. They kind of they step out of the shadows, don't they, those Roland Dolls. And I would guess that they could probably throw a mean crossbody block if you needed one and probably put you up in the stands in a hurry, John. But so, you know, treat them well.
Always a good idea to be extra respectful to your producers.
Yeah, that's right. And for people who don't know where it is, it's over at the Alliant Energy Center at the Veterans Memorial Coliseum in Madison. And I think it's a good deal. They like $15 or something for going to the thing.
Yep.
And
$12 in advance.
Yeah, it's a fun activity and well worth checking out.
We're going to take a short break, I think. Is that what we're supposed to do here? Somebody needs to put... Yeah, okay. We're going to take a short break. Gary and I will be back, and we welcome your suggestions about what to do and where to go in the state of Wisconsin. 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, talk at WPR.org, or leave your suggestion on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. I'm John Munson, in for Joy Cardine on the Ideas Network of WPR.
Been to Auburndale, New Auburn, Berlin, New Berlin, London, New London, Rome, the other Rome, Franklin. The other
Tell John where to go. Here's your chance. 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Gary Knowles is with me. He appears on this program every month to help tell Joy where to go. He's Upper Great Lakes columnist to Journal and Topics newspapers and a contributing travel editor for the online publication American Boomer. Let's see. There is the here's another one. There's just so many of these that they just sound like so much fun. You could never get to them all in a lifetime, I don't think. But the Central Wisconsin Prairie Chicken Festival is coming up April 11th through the 13th near Wisconsin Rapids. I understand that's always a pretty popular event.
Well, it is. You know, it turns out that I guess this is prairie chickens mating season. And so the males go out and put on a big display, and as I understand it, they call it booming. They kind of make a noise by flapping their wings, as I understand it. But yeah, it really is. It's become quite a big festival. And, you know, John, you can actually, I think, rent a little hut where you can go in and you'll hunker down there, take your camera, and you can wait and watch, and the prairie chickens will come out and do their performance for you. And so, you know, for the Prairie Chicken Festival, it really is pretty exciting. They have things kind of going on all over that Wisconsin Rapids area up there, Buena Vista, Leola, up in the Paul Olson Wildlife Area, and historic Point Bass. So quite a neat festival. And you were asking about Polka Fests before, too. And I knew there was one here. It's the 25th to the 27th in the Wisconsin Dells. It's the third annual Wisconsin Polka Festival taking place up there. And they always do lots of really neat stuff. And, you know, that very same weekend, John, in Merrill, they have, we were talking about accordions before, they have the Concertina Festival up there. They've been doing this for a while, too. Mm. And Merrill, the 25th to the 27th, 100 concertinas are going to be coming together. And artists from all over the country at Lesson Jim's Lincoln Lanes up in Merrill. And
how appropriate.
Well, that's right. And the big Squeeze Box Festival will be taking place up there.
Well, we would be remiss if we did not also mention the world's largest trivia contest, which happens in Stevens Point starting on April 11th.
That's been going on quite a while.
That's the granddaddy of all trivia contests, I think.
It really is. And they also include the radio station in it up there, don't they? And
yes.
So it's on the radio and live, and from from what Bill Martins tells me, they actually do this almost 24 hours a day up there, and they don't stop except maybe an hour of sleep here and there. And it's trivia nonstop, and it goes on from the 11th to the 13th. So if you're a trivia expert, you probably already know it because it's not a trivial question.
Oh, ouch. Ouch. You know, I mentioned golf earlier because we'll be talking about the Masters next hour. I see that there is in Westfield something called the Chili Open Golf Outing, and that's Chili as C-H-I-L-I.
Well, that, you know, here in Wisconsin, you know, this state has per capita one of the greatest concentrations of golf courses for people anywhere in the world. And so it doesn't surprise me that in Westfield on the 12th of April, they're going to be having that Chili Open up there, going out at Thal Acres in Westfield and going out to play some golf. I know people are always ready to get out. I know there have been years where we haven't had a lot of snow, and as soon as there's no snow and they can get out and whack the ball around, they do that. And so, yeah, the Chili Open would be kind of fun. And they say in case of snow, they're going to reschedule, but probably my guess is they probably would take a lot of snow to reschedule because yeah, golfers are pretty serious about their
get
work.
Get out here. The orange golf balls. 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. Still time to get on the phone and get on this program and tell us where to go. Let's see. There's, of course, Easter is kind of late this year. I see that in Green Bay on April 12th and 13th, Green Bay has the Great Easter Bunny Train.
Yeah, they do the train thing up there at the train museum, and it's always kind of fun to do that. And I guess the kids get on the train and they take a little ride, and then they get off and they hunt Easter eggs, and so that can be kind of fun to do that. And the train museum in Green Bay really is worth visiting anytime you get there, and this of course matches it to a special occasion. But yeah, there are Easter egg hunts going on around the state, kind of all over the place. And so I didn't list all of them. We put a few of them in here, but it really is kind of a fun season for people to do that.
Well, and speaking of the Easter Bunny, there's an event in Sturtevant which features breakfast with the Easter Bunny.
Well, I'm not sure what Easter bunnies have for breakfast, but I know that for the humans that are there, they're going to be having scrambled eggs, sausage, French toast, they say, fresh fruit, so a good healthy breakfast for you. And then there, of course, will be an Easter egg hunt afterwards, and that's, as you said, on the 13th in Sturtevant. And so that should be good. They have three seatings, 9 o'clock, 10:30, and noon, and well worth checking that out if you want to go check out the Easter egg hunt in that area.
I want to back up just a second, though, because I forgot to mention this earlier. The Fox Cities Book Festival in Appleton is coming up starting April 7th. That's always a huge event.
That is good, and I like the Fox Cities any time of the year. And but they're having that up there the 7th to the 13th. And they'll be bringing in some, you know, some local authors as well as people like Hillary Reynolds for the band for her story, Singing Her Story, it's called. And it's at Riverview Gardens. It's kind of the headquarters for this thing, and they're kind of all over town up there. But the Fox City Book Festival, very good for fans of books and reading and writing.
Well, I noticed there's a whole bunch of Easter egg hunts on the calendar for April. Makes perfect sense. Let's see. There's one in Wisconsin Dells. That's a glow-in-the-dark Easter egg hunt on the 18th. Johnson Creek's got one. Montello, Oshkosh, Saukville, Westfield. And then if you like wine, Spooner's got a food and wine tasting coming up on April 24th.
Yeah, there's the food and wine season kind of is really picking up in Wisconsin, and the Spooner Festival is sponsored by the Chamber up there, and is always a good one. They tell me that that's really a fun one. But then there are a few others that are coming up not much later this month, and we've got a Wisconsin Dells Wine Walk going on downtown, and that will be the 25th in the Wisconsin Dells. And you can go downtown and you walk through participating businesses and sip a little wine here and there. And so that should be kind of fun. And then you can also go to Sturgeon Bay on the 26th. The Door Peninsula Winery there has what I think is one of the neat events of the year. A wine and chocolate tasting will be taking place. And they're going to have several seatings where they do a five-course chocolate and wine pairing. And so that should be a good one to do with the seatings at 11, 1:30, 4:30. And well worth checking that out because they do some really good wines, too.
And Earth Day, of course, coming up April 22nd. I'm sure there must be some events in Wisconsin surrounding that.
Well, you know, Earth Day is coming up, and there are, you know, there are a couple of events that I saw, John. But for the most part, I got to say I was surprised because, you know, Wisconsin is kind of, it's the center of Earth Day with Gaylord Nelson having founded it. On the 26th in Saukville, they're doing Earth Day Work and Learn Day up there, but there aren't not nearly as many events going on for Earth Day as there used to be. And it's either they're so common now that people don't send them into the listings and we don't get them on here, or that it's kind of not become as big of an event as it used to be. It's a big event for all of us. It's where we live. And so it's one of those things where you'd like to see us celebrate it. So the 26th in Saukville, Earth Day Work and Learn Day, is taking place there at the River Edge Nature Center, and well worth checking out. But, you know, I think Earth Day ought to get more attention than it does.
I would agree with that. We've got less than a minute left, Gary. Is there anything we've left off that we absolutely have to mention? And I'll say this. We'll have your calendar of events for April posted on WPR.org, and I think also on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page pretty quick. But what haven't we talked about very quickly that
Well,
we really
let me just toss
to?
In that La Crosse has the Between the Bluffs Beer, Wine, and Cheese Festival, and that's on the 26th as well. I don't think we said La Crosse more than once in this program, so we want to say that they've got lots of good stuff going on over there, too.
Always a fun time in the Coolies.
It is. It's a great, beautiful area, and when they do the Beer, Wine, and Cheese Fest, even better.
Well, Gary, thanks for stopping by this morning. Always a pleasure to talk to you, and I look forward to running into you on the road here sometime.
All right. Stay out of the snow, okay?
I'll do my best. Gary Knowles, Upper Great Lakes columnist to Journal and Topics newspapers and a contributing travel editor for the online publication American Boomer. He's a monthly contributor to our Tell Joy Where to Go programs. This program was produced by Bill Martins with on-air production by Christy Taylor. Bill Martins also served as our director. Stay tuned. We'll be talking golf. Yeah, spring's coming, and the Masters Golf Tournament is a sure sign of it. We'll be talking about golf coming up after the news at 7 o'clock. I'm John Munson in for Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.